DA welcomes the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Basic Education's announcement that the submission period for the Basic Education Laws Amendment Bill has been extended to the 15th of August this year. As the DA, we had numerous concerns regarding the initial call for public participation, as only one language was published in a national newspaper, while the call in other official languages were merely published in regional papers, disadvantaging Indigenous language speakers the same amount of time to submit their concerns. The DA calls on the Department of Basic Education to ensure that the extended call for public participation is flawlessly executed and that all languages would receive equal and ample notification. The DA has a number of concerns regarding the Bella Bill, which Lesufi clauses seek to disempower school governing bodies with regards to language and admission policies. We believe the power should remain with the school governing bodies, who know and understand the needs of their communities and have their best interests at heart. Given the potential growth of these forms of schooling, the bill also misses the opportunity to ensure that effective regulation of blended and online learning. Greater consultation is also needed with the homeschooling sector before determining the accountability measures to ensure quality education standards. We call on the public to submit their concerns in writing to the Secretary of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Basic Education. As the DA, we'll continue to ensure that we fight for quality education and law that will support that outcome.